This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
December 25th, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Christmas, the day our Savior was born for us. It is Christmas, the day that our Savior wants to be born in us. That's up to us, you see. He stands at the door and he knocks. He's been knocking for many years. And so many times we said no. Today he knocks again. I want to come into you. I want to forgive you. I want to love you. I want you to take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. How do we respond to that? How do we respond to that? You see, most people say, I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I'm too happy with my sinful life. As a matter of fact, my sinful life is drawing me to hell. I do things today that I didn't do last year at this time. Sin is progressive. It's progressive. I do things today that 10 years ago I would never have thought about doing them. I tell you, it's time to repent. I tell you and myself, it's time to give my life anew to Jesus. Your life anew to Jesus. It's time. Don't wait for another day. Don't wait for another program. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to respond. Lord Jesus, I surrender. You see, we are in need. And our need calls out, Lord, I'm desperate for you. We are in absolute need for the Lord Jesus Christ. But he would never, ever force himself on us. I tell you, most people find Jesus. I tell you, Jesus isn't lost. We find Jesus. We find Jesus many times when we're lost, when we're in the depths of sin, when darkness has grasped our lives. We find Jesus. The Holy Spirit introduces us to Jesus, to our salvation. Apart from the Holy Spirit, there's nothing that I know of Jesus. Apart from the Holy Spirit, I can do nothing. When I proclaim the Word of God, it's like words falling into the ground. It's the Holy Spirit who draws people to Jesus through the proclamation of Christ, not me. I open my mouth. But the Holy Spirit, by God's grace, touches the hearts of people, touches your heart. Why do you listen to In Season? I'm going to tell you. You listen because the people who proclaim Jesus are just like you. Just like you. In absolute need of the Son of God. Oh, yes, I'm no great hero. I never was a hero and never will be a hero. But I have one hero. His name is Jesus. And I'm desperate for him. Without him, I have absolutely nothing. If our Lord abandoned me, I would be better dead than alive. But he promised, I will never leave you nor desert you. Oh, that's a promise. from Christ Jesus himself. I will never leave you nor desert you. Do you know that? You say, I've sinned. Well, it's time to repent. You say, I've walked away. It's time to repent. I knew the best things when Christ sent his Holy Spirit upon me and I walked away years later. It's time to repent. It's time to turn around and repent. You're the only one who can do it. But I've sinned so often. Hey, listen. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I go to confession because I have sinned and am in need of reconciliation and the peace of Jesus and forgiveness. I go to confession. Oh, the old sins that I confess are the same ones I confessed years ago. They still want to tear me down and want me to rely upon self. No, I will not rely upon self. I'm not big enough to save myself. I need a Savior. That's why God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus because you need a Savior. That's why God sent his Son, because you need a Savior. You are like a drowning person, drowning in the ocean. You need someone to come out and save you. His name is Jesus. Oh, yes, you've been in the mud of sin. You've done things that you never thought you could ever do. You've been so desperate, so angry, so hateful. And Jesus says, come to me as you are, and I will refresh you, heal you. I will bless you. Come to me as you are. Why do we detain? And why do we not come when he calls? I'll tell you why. Because we're arrogant. Because we think that we don't need anyone to save us. Because we're our own Savior. No. Never, never, never. You're not big enough to save you. I'm not big enough to save myself. I need a Savior. And what did the angel say that first Christmas to the shepherds? For unto you in the city of David, that's Bethlehem, is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Not a good man, not a philosopher, but a Savior. And he has come to save us from our sin, to save us from hell, to save us from ourselves. People say, Father Tom, are you saved? Oh, hallelujah. By the grace of God, at 40 days old, when I was brought for baptism, I experienced in my secret heart salvation. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But not only then, but once again when I was 21, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, I experienced the touch of God, my salvation. It was all about the glory of God. The Lord said to me, as I knelt before the Eucharist, there was a pitcher of wild flowers. He said to me, you see these flowers, how much glory they give me. And I did. I saw the flowers, and I saw more than flowers. I saw what they were doing. They were glorifying God. How much more glory can you give me, he said. You're a human being. I said to Jesus, much, Lord. I can give you more glory because of what Jesus, what you did for me. Then how are you going to respond? Take my life, Jesus. And this is what I said. Take my life, Jesus. I give it to you. And if I ever try to take it back, make me suffer like a dog. Oh, that second part of the prayer has also been answered. When I started to take back the Lord Jesus Christ and his way and his person and his Holy Spirit, I experienced torment. I experienced going through a drain pipe, and I'm a big man. Imagine a big man going through a drain pipe. I tell you, it led me back to Jesus. It led me back to Jesus. You were born for Christ. That's why you were born. So that in heaven, you would be with him until eternity. I was born for Christ Jesus. That in heaven, by God's grace, I will be with Jesus for eternity. But I tell you this today. Now is the time to bring people to Christ. Not tomorrow. Now. People are lost. They don't know their right hand from their left spiritually. I don't want to criticize them. I want to send them a life preserver, someone to save them from drowning in their sins. His name is Jesus. I want to tell them, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All, starting with Father Tom. But salvation has come through God's only Son, the pure Son of the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, who on the cross drew all men, women, and children unto himself. For he said, when I am lifted up upon the cross, I will draw all people unto myself. I was drawn into the heart of Jesus on Good Friday. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus on Good Friday. Oh, yes, you were. But now he asks, will you surrender? Oh, the tears that fall from someone's eyes. Tell the Father of the surrender that they make. They have no words, but their tears speak surrender to the Heavenly Father. I tell you, there's no other way to live the Christian life other than surrender. And when I surrender to him, everything good begins to happen. We're on the radio. 41 years. I want to tell you this. There's nothing great about us. God opened a door so that we could proclaim Jesus. I don't have any great following in the church, but I do preach Christ. And God opened the door for me 41 years ago to proclaim his Son. And you know what? Has graced me as I proclaim Jesus, have brought people to Christ because of the proclamation, have healed bodies because of God's Holy Spirit. I can't do any of these things. But Jesus said, signs like these shall follow those who believe in me. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. Oh, yes, lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. And we do that on radio, too. But, Father, how can you lay hands? We're listeners. I can lay hands in the power of the Spirit, that God right now, in Jesus' name, is coming upon you with all the love, mercy, and forgiveness that he is. I can lay hands spiritually upon you now, that God, who is love, is filling your heart with the love that he is, not the love that he has. The love that he is filling your heart. Oh, yes, we've been given this privilege to proclaim the Son of the Father via the airwaves. We have been given this privilege. And I tell you, God, you know that I mean what I'm about to say. If I ever stop preaching Jesus Christ, take this radio program out of my life. If I ever stop preaching the power of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, take this radio program out of my life. If I ever stop preaching the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus, take this radio program out of my life. I want to be faithful that when I pray the last prayer on radio before I die, that the same Spirit that led me to preach via the airwaves is leading me now as I'm about to go into eternity. I decided, Paul said, to the Corinthian community, to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. If it's good enough for Paul, it's good enough for Father Tom to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, we've been doing these broadcasts for 41 years. What a privilege God has given us to enter into your homes, into your automobiles, into your hearts with the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ's Lordship, Saviorship. It's a gift. He didn't give it to everybody else. He gave it to us. But I tell you, I want to be faithful to the call of God. I don't ever want to do my will via the airwaves. I want to preach Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. I don't want to establish for myself a kingdom. No, I want to proclaim the kingdom of God through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Master. You see, I have nothing else to preach. People say, Father Tom, you preach Christ. I've got nothing else to preach. Take Jesus out of my life and out of my proclamation. I've got nothing else to say. But Father Tom, everyone doesn't do it. Then pray for them. individually that God would grace them to proclaim Jesus. Pray for them. Fast for them. Do for them what only God wants you to do, that they would proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't criticize them. Love them. Don't criticize them. Pray for them. Don't criticize them. Be a blessing to them. I tell you, that's why we're on radio. We're on radio to tell people like you, you're loved with an everlasting love. It's always time to come back to Christ. I see someone who a long time ago came to Jesus. Then they fell into terrible sin, and they left the Lord Jesus. But now, he's calling them back. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Tell him I surrender. Tell him I surrender. You don't need to suffer anymore the lack of surrendering. Tell him, I've messed up my life, but I surrender now. You see, it's so easy to mess up your life when Jesus is not the Lord of your proclamation, when Jesus is not the Lord of your life. It's so easy. And I tell you, every demon in hell wants to destroy the preacher. Every demon in hell wants to destroy the one who proclaims the Son of the Father. Every demon in hell wants to shut the mouth of those who proclaim the eternal Son of the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. I also tell you, be brave. Continue. Do not fall back. Continue to proclaim his love. Continue to proclaim his mercy. Continue to proclaim his Holy Spirit. Continue. Do not stop. Continue. And I tell you, I've come to this microphone so many times when I've been in the depths of darkness spiritually. But it was never going to stop me from proclaiming the Son of God. No, the depths of darkness that I was experiencing would not stop me, by the grace of God, to proclaim Jesus. You know, we all go through those times. We all go through those times. That's what life is all about, too. The darkness that the world gives us, that torments us. I tell you, it's time to return to the Son of God. Your tears tell the Father, I'm back. Your heart that's broken tells the Father, I'm back. Oh, stay in the heart of Jesus. Do not leave Jesus anymore. Your life is absolutely wrapped up in the Son of God. Do not betray him like Judas. So Holy Spirit, we're so weak. We just ask that you would come upon us the way you came upon our blessed mother in Nazareth and in the upper room, the way you came upon the apostles in the synagogue. come upon us now, wonderful Holy Spirit. Come upon us now that we would proclaim Jesus and make him known to people, one at a time. I want to make him known to people more and more and more. Maybe one person today came to know Christ because of this proclamation. Thank you, Jesus, for saving that one person's life for eternity. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.